Hi folks, let us start today with a new chapter, methods of cleaning. As we've been discussing in the last four chapters, the importance of cleaning in a hotel is paramount. And therefore, because the importance is paramount, we need to know about the methodology cleaning processes, the basic principles of cleanings, the type of cleanings, the manual and mechanical methods of cleaning, the frequency of which cleaning is required in different areas, and some methods where, you know, we should know about the way cleaning is done. As we've been discussing in the last four chapters, housekeeping department is the sole department responsible for ensuring all areas of the hotel are spotless at all given points of time. And they are cleaned on a regular basis. And they are maintained and on a regular basis. Having a clean hotel is one of the most important factors, and it's a game changer. It is something which gains customers. It makes people want to keep coming back to your establishment. It's a decisive factor. It's a differentiating factor. The cleaner you are, the more fresher the look and feel of the hotel is. The fresher the guest feels when he enters the hotel premises. The more comfortable he feels. Cleaning processes. Now, as you can see in these two images, they are self-explanatory as far as I'm concerned. And there are different kinds of processes of cleaning. You have manual cleaning, you have cleaning using equipment. So we get into each one of those. Why do you clean? What does cleaning give you? It gives you the aesthetic appeal. Imagine entering into a hotel and finding a stain on the wall, or finding a stain on the furniture as soon as you enter. It takes away the aesthetic appeal. Imagine coming in and finding dust lying around, water spilled. It takes away your entire aesthetic appeal of the hotel. It gives you that aesthetic feel, the aesthetic appeal of the hotel. Hygiene. You feel hygienic. As a customer, you feel hygienic that you're entering a place which is hygienic. It is giving you the sense of security. It is giving you the sense of being a clean, dry place. Maintenance of your furniture, fittings, your walls, your floors. The cleaner it is, the more maintained it is. And like I said, it gives you this feeling of safety. Now, getting into the principles of cleaning. What do you look at, and how do you process? What type of method would you use? What chemicals would you use? What would you do in a place? You have to know the type of surface you're cleaning. Is it a carpet? You can't use a mop in a carpet. You have to use a vacuum cleaner, or you have to shampoo the carpet. The type of stain. If there is stain on the carpet, then only will you shampoo it. If there is no stain on the carpet, and which area do you need to shampoo? And if you shampoo one area of a particular carpet, will it look different from the other areas? Cleaner than the other areas? Or do you have to vacuum it? So type of stain is very important to know what chemicals you need to use. The standard of cleaning. That is the standard which you as a hotel have generated for yourself. Your standard is... Although all hotels should have the same standard, but it's not the case. Your standard is very important in the principles of your cleaning. And standard expressing more the hygiene and the safety standards. You can't have something which is slippery on the floor. Somebody will slip and fall. It will create a problem. You can't shine the floor to buffer the floor or to such an extent that it becomes slippery. That's another aspect. And the methods to organize cleaning. See, some of the basic principles of cleaning in the hotel, it's clear here. The type of cloth which you're using on a particular surface, the kind of liquid that you're using on the particular surface, and the way you're cleaning a particular surface. So for ceramics, for walls, it's completely different. from anything else. For glass also it is different. We'll get into those aspects. Types of cleaning method, depending on the purpose and the area of the surface to be cleaned. So the method you choose depends on the area which you need to clean. So you're not going to clean in the kitchen or a frequently used back of the house area the same way you clean the front of the house area. There is going to be a difference in the method and the way it's going to be cleaned. Even the frequency would depend on the number of footfalls in those areas. Depending on that, various standards you'll impose, how frequently it will be done, how much it has to be manned to ensure that it is spick and span at all periods of time. And efficient training and supervision is always necessary. As a housekeeping boy, I have cleaned a particular area, but if there's no one to supervise me or to guide me or to tell me where I have missed a spot, I will constantly start getting lethargic. And if I'm not trained well enough, I have to clean it. Am I not corrected all the time, not trained all the time? And then I will not be able to achieve the standard which the hotel expects from me. Special features of cleaning. Basically, there are different types of textures which you clean in a hotel. The smooth textures. Smooth textures are clean in especially when they're smooth flooring. They're not matted floors. They are glossy floors. And they're smooth. So the smooth floors, if buffered, become slippery. So the buffering has to happen at a particular point of time, and where the traffic is very less, and the buffering has to happen to a certain extent, and chemicals have to for the buffering process. The chemicals which are used have to be of a light origin. Do not shine the smooth flooring that much. Furniture is most of the time made of wood. And wood being, you can't use a damp cloth on wood unless it is laminated. But on the lamination also, you have to be very careful on the damp cloth which you're using. You cannot use various chemicals on wood, because the amount of chemical will cause a stain on the wood on a permanent basis. So you have to be very careful in those aspects. So you have to keep that in mind. Carpets, like I said, you can't use a mop on a carpet. You can't use water on a carpet. If you are shampooing the carpet has to be shampooed and has to be allowed to dry before it is used again. So carpet floorings, inks take a long period of time. Metals. In metals, there are certain chemicals which are used, like R2 and others, cannot be used on metals. If you use it on a metal, it will react to it. Different type of metals react differently to different chemicals. So you have to get the proper chemicals else which can be used. If you have copper, you brasso it. Brass items are brassoed rather than cleaned in any other manner. Let's talk about cleaning of the wall surfaces. Cleaning of the wall surfaces depending on the texture of the wall. Normally, a lightly damp cloth is used to take out the dust on the surface of the wall. You cannot use a heavy damp cloth to take out the dust on the wall. You have to use a very lightly damp cloth. And it is used in a circular motion, and the cleaning is done in that aspect. A wall will have to be cleaned from top to bottom, from left to right. You cannot clean one portion of the wall and leave the other portion as is, because then the difference in of the texture will be very visible for anyone in the naked eye. The photograph shows you about cleaning of metal. This is the metal fittings. Metal fittings are normally cleaned with a slight damp cloth, wiped to take away any stains which are there. This is a bathroom fitting. So you have to just clean with a slight damp cloth and then wipe it dry. And you have to ensure that there are no stains left on the metal. No chemicals need to be used on a metal while cleaning. Glass. Cleaning of glass. When you get into the portion of cleaning of glass, glass is cleaned with normally water or Collins, which we use in India a lot. where it is sprayed a little, it's wiped out with a damp glass duster. Wiped with a glass duster and then cleaned in circular motion with a newspaper. Why do you clean with a circular motion of the newspaper? It absorbs all the moisture which is left after you wiped it off. So there'll be no moisture remaining on it. It also takes away all the remaining portions of the glass microfibers which are left, because it's the microfiber cloth which is used to clean glass. Then cleaning of the carpets. Carpet cleaning is done in two ways. One is regular vacuuming of the carpet which happens. Second is shampooing of the carpet. The photograph here is showing you shampooing of the carpet. Now, shampooing of the carpet is a process. It is normally done and once in 2 or 3 months. It is a part of spring cleaning. When you shampoo the carpet, it also the carpet loses its life every time you shampoo it. So when you shampoo the carpet, you have to be very careful about shampooing it. Second thing is that it leaves the carpet damp and you have to wait for it to dry. Wooden surfaces, in today's day and age, you get sponges to clean wooden surfaces. Different kind of sponges are available which you clean wooden surfaces with. There are two aspects to it. One aspect is cleaning on a daily basis when you use sponges or you use a wooden a cloth to clean it. It has to be lightly damp. It cannot be fully wet. You have to once you clean it with a damp cloth, you have to wipe it down immediately with a dry cloth. That is one aspect of it. The second aspect of it is if it is just a dust, it will get removed by using a dry cloth also. The second aspect is when you get to wooden surfaces over a period of time loses its polish and shine. So you have to repolish and reshine these places. They automatically get clean when you repolish and repolish them, and they give their shines back to them. Procedure of cleaning. There are two methods of cleaning, manual and mechanical. Manual method is when you are physically doing it with your hand. You do not use any mechanized machine in to do your cleaning. For example, when you're cleaning glass, you're using the glass cloth, you're using column, you're using newspaper, you're doing it manually. When you're cleaning hinges, you're doing it manually. But when you're cleaning, that is the example of manual cleaning. When you're mopping, it's a manual cleaning. When you're brooming, it's a manual cleaning. Sweeping, it's a manual cleaning. When you do mechanical cleaning, you're using various heavy-duty machinery or light-duty machinery also, vacuum cleaners, wet and dry. Purpose of wet vacuum cleaner is that it cleans all the wet grounds also. You're using carpet shampooing machines. They are all mechanical cleaning because you're using mechanical equipment to help you in the cleaning process. You're not using manual equipment. Manual methods, let's get deep into it. Sweeping. In a room, when you sweep, you always sweep inside to outside. Dusting. Dusting, you use a cloth to dust. Dust always settles in. So dusting is a very important aspect. Damp dusting is what I describe with the light, wet cloth. Damp cloth, when you're dusting the walls maybe. Dust mopping, dry mopping, mop sweeping. Now this is it's a mop. Basically, but it's a mop. You're doing the mopping with a dry mopping in the entire thing. Normally comes after you've done a wet mopping. You do a dry mop to wipe the floors off completely. Spot mopping. Spot mopping is mopping on a particular spot. You're mopping in that a particular area to remove a particular stain or to remove a particular dust particle just in a particular spot. Manual scrubbing is when you use a hand and a brush. you put soap water or chemical down and you're using a hand to scrub the floor. So you're not using a machine, you're not using a scrubbing machine, but you're using a human hand to do it. Manual polishing, again, is the same thing. Mechanical methods. Suction cleaning, dry and wet vacuum cleaners or suction cleaners. Spray buffing, using a spray to buff. Scrubbing, you're using a scrubbing machine. Stripping and laundering. And I'll add also carpet, upholstery shampooing in the entire bucket. So these are some of the tools, equipments which are used. There's a brush used, cloth, sponge, broom, duster, and the works. And, you know, these are the manual ones. And in the mechanical ones, you have the scrubbing machine, box sweepers, the polishing machine, the vapor cleaning machine, and the vacuum cleaner. These are some examples for you. Now, cleaning cloths have different types of, and different surfaces use different types of cleaning cloths. Like I said, microfiber is used for cleaning glass. For kitchen, and it's a different material and a different type. For bathrooms and hazardous area, the cloth needs to be more sturdy, so it's a completely different cloth. For wood and metal polishing is brass oat, so it's used in a different different type of microfiber cloth. Wood, again, like I said, some places sponges are used. So, and these are all color-coded in different ways so that it's easy for the housekeeping assistant or the houseman who's actually working, physically working, to know which cloth is used for which item. Frequency of cleaning. There are two types of cleaning. One is your regular everyday cleaning, which happens, which is a regular aspect which needs to be done. The second is your periodical cleaning, which we'll get into all these details later. Periodical cleaning, your spring cleaning, and your out of order rooms, how do you clean them, and how do you, what type of cleaning is used there. So that will also depend on level of soiling, the type of surface, the amount of traffic, the footfalls. The more the footfall, the more frequently you have to clean it. The type of hotel. Is it a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, 2-star? The cleaning standards which you have specified as a department in the hotel. The greater the amount of soiling, the greater the amount of the frequency of cleaning. Now let's get into the daily routine of cleaning. Now, daily routine is what the housekeeping department does on a day-to-day basis. So like a room boy would daily clean every room. For a checkout room, it would be a deep, it will be a complete cleaning, dusting, and mopping, vacuuming, changing of bed sheets, cleaning up furniture and fixtures, the bathroom cleaning, everything. For a ready room which has not been occupied the previous day, you will do dusting, and if required, you would do your mopping or vacuum cleaning, depending on what the surface of the floor is. But this is done on a day-to-day basis. Your public area boys would be cleaning the lobby every day, would be cleaning every nook and corners of the lobby every day. But they will not be doing floor buffing, or they'll be vacuuming. If there are carpets in the lobby area or different areas, they'll be vacuuming that, but they won't be doing any scrubbing work. So guest rooms, bathrooms, toilets, suction cleaning of floors where if you're using a suction cleaner, floor coverings and so on and so forth is your daily tasks, your weekly tasks. Now these are weekly cleaning areas where the footfall is high. You're doing your daily cleaning, but you need to clean them weekly also. So you would not do a floor scrubbing there, but you may do at the nooks and corners manual scrubbing. You may do polishing and metal polishing, especially brass items. If they are there, you'll have to brass them on a weekly basis. Hard to reach places where, let's say if you open a drawer, the hinges inside the drawer are very hard to reach. They need to be cleaned because they are the ones who are attracting dust all the time. The hinges on the door, which are hidden, they need to be cleaned on a weekly basis. They're hard to reach, but those need to be cleaned on a weekly basis. So, let's say if you're taking 30 minutes to clean a room, depending on the sign, 20 to 30 minutes to clean a room. You would take, when you're doing your weekly cleaning of that room, 10 minutes more to ensure that the hard-to-reach surfaces are reached. Sorry. You would also take that extra time to clean in on a weekly basis in certain public areas where they're hard-to-reach surfaces or hard-to-clean surfaces. Periodic cleaning. Monthly, you can have quarterly, you can have bi-monthly, half-yearly, annually. Now, basically, this is periodic cleaning is shampooing of your carpets, washing of walls, washing of walls, cleaning of chandeliers. You know, chandeliers in big hotels are an exercise to clean. You have to climb some 10, 15 feet in a lobby, get down the chandelier and clean it. Now, the chandelier cannot be cleaned on a daily basis. Normally, these items on a periodic basis, especially in public areas, is done in a night shift. You need to strip or polish a floor. All these happen in the night, and you have to ensure that the occupancy levels are not that high, or the noise which is being made by these heavy duty machines do not reach the rooms. Or you can, if you can cordon off that area and do it at a particular period of time, that is normally happens in restaurants where you can cordon off the entire area in the morning shift, early morning, and because the restaurant is not open, if it is only open for lunch and dinner. You can do it at that point of time. So polishing of floors. For a hotel to look fresh all the time, it has to look shiny. It has to appeal. When you walk into a hotel, you know, before you see anything, you see the glass door. There is a glass door which you're entering. The glass door has to be cleaned all the time. So that becomes a daily task. You see the floors, you walk on those floors, you are looking up and down, you're seeing the reception desk, you're seeing the front office, the duty manager's desk. All these have to be polished and cleaned in all the time. So most of these items in terms of your duty manager's desk and your reception desk, the touching up or polishing will happen on a weekly basis. But the entire thing polishing will happen on a monthly basis or quarterly basis. Or a half-yearly basis, or annual basis, depending on the type of wood you are using, depending on the type of things which you're using there. Now, this is the daily task which you're cleaning, and that is your scrubbing. Manual scrubbing is what you're doing there. Organized cleaning. Now, orthodox, conventional, and traditional cleaning is what you do on a daily basis. You do this with the orthodox method, conventional methods, and it's a traditional thing to do. You know, you do it in your houses also, which should also be spick and span at all periods of time. So you do it in your house also. You use this method on your daily cleaning. Block cleaning is you block off a particular section and you clean it thoroughly. So you're blocking and cleaning in that particular section. In that block cleaning becomes some sort of a deep cleaning, but it is more to a section rather than a deep cleaning. Now, when you get into deep cleaning, let's say I take a room in a hotel to deep clean, I try and move out most of the furniture which is movable. I shampoo the entire place. I do the paint touch up wherever I need to. The maintenance work on various aspects. We call it spring cleaning. You do it at your houses. You take out everything from your cupboards. Then refold everything and keep it back in. You change the paper which you kept below. You change the napkin balls. So that is your deep cleaning aspect. In a hotel scenario, it's a little different, but it's deep cleaning. Now you look at the way the chandelier is being cleaned, and you have to climb up and you have to clean the chandelier. Now, chandelier cleaning is a very delicate art. First of all, chandeliers are a pain to clean because there are nooks and corners, there are designs and different kinds of designs, and it's a painful art to do, and it takes time. And you have to climb up, and it is a dangerous thing to do. It's not that easy to clean a chandelier. You don't remove the entire chandelier, clean it, and then put it back up. That's not how it is done. It is cleaned when it is hanging. Now, carpet cleaning is, there are two types. One is you do your normal vacuuming of a carpet, dusting of the carpet, and normal vacuuming of the carpet. One is that. Then is the other upholstery, which the way, I'm not carpet, I'm sorry, I'm talking about sofas. So you do that. The other way of cleaning it is you do sofa shampooing. So upholstery needs to be shampooed at a periodic level, so it gives it shine very well. So that is another aspect which you need to look at. Again, mirror, remove dust with a dry cloth, then wipe with a damp newspaper. Lampshades, brush lightly with a microfiber cloth. In lampshades, you brush lightly with a microfiber cloth. Then you can, you know, lampshades also have these nooks and corners, so you can use a brush to remove the dust from there and then dust it lightly with the cloth also, because the dust won't come out otherwise that easily. Shower stalls, you use the all-purpose cleaner, which is one of the most favorite tool, it's the favorite tool of every housekeeping department, all-purpose cleaner, and dry with a microfiber cloth. Now, a shower curtain is basically a type of plastic. It's not plastic actually, but it's a type of plastic which prevents the water from moving from your shower into the other area of the bathroom. Now, because water sprays on a shower curtain, it always leaves water marks. Now, those water marks are very important to clean. If you do not use the all-purpose cleaner, those water marks will remain. And over a period of time, those water marks will become darker and darker, and the shower curtain will have to be taken down and thoroughly cleaned, or you'll have to replace the shower cup, depending on how ignorant you have been on it. So shower cup cleaning is a very important aspect. Bath floors. Now, for bath floors, the first thing you do is you sweep. For any dry area, the first thing you do is you sweep the floor. You remove, then you mop it with a sanitizer, all-purpose cleaner. That is, an all-purpose cleaner is one of the most commonly used cleaners in housekeeping. So you use that. Bath floors are very important. Again, you cannot scrub your bath floors. You can scrub them, but you cannot buffer them or polish them. Because if you polish them, it will become slippery and a person will fall in the bathroom, because water will fall on it, no matter what. So these become very important. Sometimes in bathroom tiles, you will get these black marks which come on the sides, you know, especially where the filling of the tiles are. So you've got to use a brush to remove those black marks. And at time to time, you have to do refilling of those portions so that it doesn't look untidy. Shower doors. Again, you have scrubs for shower doors. You scrub it with all-purpose cleaners. Rinse and dry with a microfiber cloth. And if your shower door is glass, after you do that, you use a newspaper to wipe it down. Now, sink. It's the same process. The problem with sinks is, over-the-counter sinks is, that underneath the sink is where most housekeeping people tend to ignore. But underneath the sink is where your dust settles. So underneath that sink is very important to clean. These are, you can vacuum your chandeliers. There are different methods of cleaning the lampshades. You can vacuum the lampshades. You can clean it with a slightly damp cloth or even a dry cloth, depending on the surface of cleaning it. Cleaning of bathrooms. Like I said, these are just examples and photographs of people actually cleaning the bathroom. And when you go into cleaning a bathroom, and you're cleaning from the inside outside. First you do the shower area, then you do the WC, you clean the underside of the WC. There is an underside in the WC where a person holds the WC, there's a portion to hold. Below that you have to clean the portion. You have to clean the tank if there is a tank there. You clean the floor, you mop the floor, you dry the floor. Then you get you clean the sink, then you get to the glass, and then you put your bath mats and all the amenities, and then you move out. Various methods of cleaning. The manual and mechanical methods will be used for cleaning in different services. Now, cleaning agents are of different types. You have R1, R2, D2, there are lots of them. I mean, I can list out at least 100, but getting into the details of different kinds of cleaning agents for different in aspects is not something. An all-purpose cleaner is used for surfaces which are conducive to an all-purpose cleaner. But you can't use an all-purpose cleaner to clean your WC. You need to use a Harpic or a WC cleaner, a ceramic cleaner for that. So so you get different kinds of cleaning agents for different this. And the frequency of cleaning varies from place to place too. Daily cleaning is a must everywhere. Weekly cleaning and a periodic cleaning. These three are the different types. Periodic cleaning, spring cleaning, you want to call it anything else, it's up to you. But the frequency of cleaning is daily, weekly, quarterly, monthly, quarterly. Thank you very much.